Listener Production.
Good afternoon, I'm James Royce. The parents of Australian surfers Callum and Jake Robinson have now formally identified their sons' bodies after arriving in Mexico from Perth. Authorities in the state of Baja California believe the brothers and an American friend were the victims of a bungled robbery. Three Mexican locals have been charged with an offence that is the equivalent of kidnapping. Qantas is paying the price for selling tickets for flights it had already cancelled back in 2022. Not only has the airline announced a $20 million compensation scheme for those who were impacted, but consumer watchdog chief Cassandra Gottlieb says it's agreed to paying a massive fine.
The ACCC and Qantas will ask the federal court to impose a $100 million penalty for breach of the Australian consumer law.
There's been a sad development from the search for a man who fell from a cruise ship off Sydney this morning. A body was found by crews around 10:30 local time. A report will be prepared for the coroner. Westpac's chief is the latest expert to warn that interest rates could remain higher than longer than we'd expected or hoped. Peter King also says he's noticed more of his bank's customers are struggling to pay their mortgages. Another rates call will be made tomorrow. And NBN boss Stephen Roo has been unveiled as the new CEO at Optus. He replaces Kelly Bayer-Rosmarin, who stood down after a Senate inquiry into the telco's nationwide outage last November, while Telstra has pushed back the shutdown of its 3G network by 2 months to August 31st.